I want to speak this morning very, very simply to the boys and girls. And last week we looked at this word saved. And we wanted to look at things that we can have when we are saved. Very simple things. Just things that will get you stimulated, things you can think about. And last week, do you remember, we looked at the word Savior. The letter was S, and we looked at the word Savior. And last week we learned, boys and girls, about, you remember I brought my big globe? And we learned a whole lot of interesting things about this world. And how interesting it was, but you know what the Bible tells us about the world? That sin had entered into the world. The problem with the world was sin, and the solution was a Savior. What the world needed was a Savior. But that was last week. Now, if you missed that last week, well, you'll have to come more often, okay? Now, I've brought something with me this morning, and I have really, really tried very hard to get one of these things. And I found it to be really difficult, you see. But I have brought something along to remind you. Now, it's just underneath here. Now, it's got nothing to do with A, just at the minute. Just in case the mummies and daddies is just dying to find out, boys and girls. I've brought you this. Now, anybody know what this is? It's 18 inches. It's not a foot. No, it's a foot. You're all right. I've brought a foot along with me this morning. Now, I had another wee foot, but I thought maybe it would be hard to see. So I got one that the boys and girls in Lisburn Baptist Church can see. Now, I hope you can see that foot. Boys and girls, let me tell you something. Your feet are very important. And your mummies and daddies will always tell you, look after your feet. And your grannies and grandas who's hobbling about says, listen, look after your feet. But you know, as I thought about feet, I thought about the Lord Jesus' feet. And you know, what an amazing thing to do, to go through your Bible, boys and girls, and to have a wee look at different places where the Lord Jesus' feet is mentioned. And I found one that was very interesting. Do you remember, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus was invited along to a house for a meal? That house belonged to a Pharisee. He was a religious leader in the Bible times, and his name was Simon. And as the Lord Jesus went, and as he had his meal at that house, the door opened, boys and girls, and in walked a woman. And that woman walked in, and do you know what, boys and girls? Simon the Pharisee was really, really upset, because he knew exactly who this woman was. But you know, boys and girls, that woman came along and came over to the Lord Jesus and knelt down just behind him at his feet. And do you know what she did, boys and girls? She started to cry. And as she cried, boys and girls, the tears fell from her eyes and fell on top of the Lord Jesus' feet. And not only did she do that, boys and girls, but the Bible tells us that she dried his feet with her long hair. And after that, boys and girls, she then took a little alabaster box of very precious oil, and it was a lovely perfume, and she put that perfumed oil over his feet. And then she did something. She started and she kissed the Lord Jesus' feet. And you know, the Pharisees, boys and girls, were so cross, and they started to think within themselves, does this man not know who this woman is? And you know what? The Lord Jesus heard their very thoughts. And he turned round to Simon, and listen, boys and girls, do you see what the Lord Jesus said to Simon? Wait till I read it for you. I entered into thine house. That's the Lord Jesus speaking, boys and girls. to Simon, "Thou givest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears, and wiped them with her hair from her head. Thou givest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. Wherefore, I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven." And he said unto her, "Thy sins are forgiven. Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace." Boys and girls, this woman came into that house, and I want you to try and remember this. A sinful woman came to the Lord Jesus with a simple service. She had a simple gift, but she had simple faith. And she left with a salvation peace. Boys and girls, the Pharisees didn't want anything to do with this woman. But do you know what, boys and girls? Do you know what the Bible tells us? The Bible tells us, "But as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." This woman was an outcast in the city, yet the Lord Jesus accepted her. Boys and girls, she was accepted by the Lord Jesus. Not only accepted, but brought into the family of God. Do you know, I always tell you something about whenever I was a wee boy. I'm going to tell you something now. See, whenever I was a wee boy going to all the children's meetings, we used to sing a little chorus. And the little chorus went like this. "What a wonderful thing, a wonderful thing to be saved from sin and have peace within, to be made a joint heir with Jesus, my King. What a wonderful, wonderful thing." Boys and girls, when we are saved, we not only have a Savior, but we also are accepted by the Lord Jesus and also accepted into God's family. I wonder this morning, is there some boy or girl who can say with me, "Yes, I'm accepted into God's family"? But listen, I wonder, is there some older person here this morning that can say with us this morning, "Yes, I'm accepted into God's family"? Come to the Savior with a simple faith, and you not only have a Savior, but you can be accepted into God's family. So boys and girls, the next time you see a foot, maybe not just as big as this one, but the next time you see a foot, you remember the stories in the Bible and this story of how this lady washed the Lord Jesus' feet. Now next week, we're on to the letter V. And if I have as many mummies and daddies come up to me this week as they did last week, I'm going to run for the hills. Okay? So I hope you remember.